State water officials plan to submit a formal application for the Lake Powell pipeline on Monday. But KUER's Judy Faze reports that the controversial water project still faces many hurdles.
The pipeline would haul Utah's last big share of the Colorado River uphill from Lake Powell, bring it halfway across the state, and deliver it to fast-growing Kane and Washington counties. Eric Millis is executive director of the Utah Division of Water Resources. He says it's a large, complicated proposal, so it's understandable that preliminary paperwork has already attracted over 200 comments.
We don't see that feedback necessarily as positive or negative, but are trying to look at it objectively and use that to improve the report.
The application now goes to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The licensing agency will oversee an in-depth study that weighs the need for the pipeline with its impacts. Millis says that evaluation could take 2 years. But critics are already questioning whether the pipeline's a good idea at a cost of more than $1 billion. Nevada water officials worry it will harm the quality and quantity of water downstream. Native American tribes fear damage to the region's cultural resources. And wildlife officials say the effects on endangered species need more study. Sky Cheney founded the Taxpayer Association of Kane County.
I think the FERC documents in support of the application were incomplete because they did not look at the economic impact of this very, very expensive pipeline.
Cheney says other alternatives would cost much less and do less harm to the environment. Judy Faze, KUER News.